Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, we did it! We got to Friday. I can't believe it. We made it. We got all the way there.
Proud of us.
Do you want to plug your headphones in? Go ahead. To be honest with you, I'm going to be straight up here. Let me get all the particulars out of the way, Michaela.
Yeah, you do that.
It's 6 o'clock. It's Friday morning. Today is the 7th day of November, 2025. 27 days until Toy Drive.
Holy moly, baby.
Jeez, Michaela Gordon. How are you, Michaela Gordon? Well, Michaela, when a man and a woman love each other.
Really? No, tell me more.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And okay, now what were we? Boy, where do you and I even start right now?
You guys, we look like we're going to a Sadie Hawkins dance. We literally look, Chet and I,
sort of, kind of,
that we planned our outfits.
A little Canadian tuxedo over there, I see.
Exactly.
Ish. It's not. It's funny.
It's not bright enough.
No, mine is not. Mine is not denim.
Yeah.
It's denim. It's denim-esque. Michaela's wearing a full... Stop the music.
Stop it.
Michaela's wearing a full head-to-toe jumper, like Dickies.
Yeah.
Remember Dickies?
Yeah.
She's wearing it like a... But it's like denim Dickies. It's denim Dickies.
Jumpsuit.
Former legendary Morning Zoo co-host, Danger Boy, wore Dickies... Probably 9 days out of 10.
Oh, my God. You know why? Because it still looks like you got dressed for work, but it's the easiest thing to put on.
No, it looked like he was going to go change somebody's oil.
Okay.
It did. He looked like...
Okay.
No,
I hear
you,
that.
It's cute.
No, I'm hearing this. No, I see this.
Him, he looked like he just got off his shift at the factory. And he was coming to work. He was coming to this job.
Just hustling, grinding.
Yeah.
The man doesn't sleep.
Back when that wasn't a popular thing. A full third of us have a side hustle now, I just read this morning.
Dude, you have to. It's not even about choice. You're like, yeah, I have 17 jobs. What's up?
I just like doing stuff.
Yeah. Like being busy.
I just like doing it.
Well, thank you for noticing my outfit.
Yeah, and I'm blown away that honestly, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand. Please, envision if you will. Here, let me set the tone.
Beautiful.
All the buttons at my disposal this morning.
We're back. We're so back.
So imagine, like literally, she has jeans on the bottom and a denim shirt on the top. Is it tucked in? No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's sewn together.
Came in one. Wait, but you look beautiful. Where are you going? Somewhere nice, or you just came... With your nice clothes on.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you. I don't know that I've been called beautiful ever.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Are you ready for a second? I've never been called beautiful. It must be my day today.
Yeah.
I've never been called beautiful. And I am truly... So we're going to be on Fox 5 after the Moore show after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Probably 10:30 and 11. So we're like in the D block. We're at the end of the Moore. You know, it's not a big deal. And we have like 4 minutes of camera time for Project 150.
Nice.
I am truly the eye candy.
Oh, you truly are.
Well, through no fault of mine, because that's another thing. No one's ever mistaken me for eye candy. There's a reason why I've made my money in radio, not in television. I'm good on television. I'm just not, good on television. So I'm literally, I kind of went, why am I showing up for this again? Like, just because it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what am I saying? Don't worry about it.
Just stand there and look gorgeous.
Just smile.
Sit there on the couch.
Don't say one word. Just sit there and look at the camera beautifully.
Yeah. No, this is literally, I think I'm being, they kind of want to show off because I'll brag a little bit. I'm the president-elect of the Board of Trustees for Project 150. So I think our executive director wants to show me off like I'm a puppy. Like, look who our board president
is. Oh, yeah. Chet, that's great. Congratulations, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought so.
And you do look handsome. When I walked in, I was like, oh, I love this outfit. You look nice.
Well, thank you. It's literally just a shirt. I wear the rest of these things quite frequently. I have just put on a button-down shirt. And what does that tell you about how I look on most other days? Of like, ooh, which I'm appreciative.
Of course. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I would like to go back and talk more about how you're wearing a complete head-to-toe denim jumper today. Is that what you call it? Jumper?
Yeah,
is it a jumper?
Perfect. Yeah, jumpsuit, jumper.
It's not a romper.
No, it's not.
It's a jumper.
Why is it not a romper?
Come on,
you know the difference.
Okay, wait, let me think.
Romper?
I don't know. From romping
shorts. If it were shorts, it'd be a little romper. This is a jumpsuit.
And the shorts and the top are also connected. That's a romper?
Yes.
And if it goes down to your ankles, jumper.
Exactly.
Knees, romper, ankles, jumper.
We've learned so much already.
We've done a full show.
Whoa.
We've done it. We have done it.
Gorgeous while doing it.
Yeah.
Beauty and
break. Friday morning dance party, and we're set. I apologize for nearly screwing up everybody's traffic report. Mitch Kelly and I were having a lovely conversation in the hallway, and I just
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
You know how all of a sudden you have that instinct where you know time's up.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "Dude, what time is it?" We looked down. 6:13, mm-hmm. Gotta go.
Yeah, listen, it's that damn Mitch Kelly got me earlier in the week. You just start talking and then you're like, Mitch, I gotta go.
Oh yeah, you were on the way back. You know why? Because he goes and he makes his oatmeal and he gets his coffee right about the same time every morning.
Mm-hmm. And he's so nice. You're just like, blah, blah, blah.
The best guy, Mike O'Brien retired. Mike O'Brien, former 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah.
Mike O'Brien and the Breakfast Flakes back in the 80s and into the early 90s. He just retired.
Wild.
Chris Fox, Fox and McKenzie in 97 won the point. Chris announced yesterday out of the blue, hanging him up.
Wow.
We believe that now Mitch Kelly may be the longest tenured radio personality in Las Vegas.
No way.
Wow. It's not me. I'm three or four because I didn't get here till 99. And if you want to get prickly about it, I left for 2 years.
Yeah.
So if you want to go longest, you know, like my streak got cut up with a 2-year chunk taken out of it.
Uh-huh.
So then I don't really qualify.
Yeah, so it would be Mitch.
Because mine would be 04. Mercedes was like 97.
Wow.
And then Mitch was around there. And we think maybe him. And then there's another guy at K-Jewel. Remember K-Jewel? You wouldn't remember K-Jewel.
No.
You wouldn't remember. They're old folks station that played standards. Like, you know, like Sinatra and stuff like that.
Oh, my grandparents. It was the only station they listened to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, used to have huge numbers.
Yes.
Nobody under 60.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was huge, massive, massive with the old people.
I loved that.
Honestly, mm-hmm. You know why it went away? Everybody died off.
Yeah, it's true.
True story. They all died off.
Oh.
And then, but Scott Gentry is still running a version of K, or was running a version of K-Jewel. And they believed. Anyway, shout out to the old guys. And that was...
Shout out.
That was that.
Shout out to Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not how I meant that. But
well,
that's how it sounded. I'm not kidding. That's not how I meant it. But that's how it came out.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's, you know what? That's true. Sometimes true. Facts don't have feelings, Michaela.
They sure don't.
Don't we know that?
Mm.
All right. Story came around the other day about how this guy ran into a situation traveling last Thanksgiving. On his way home from Boston, his plane got diverted to L.A., which is 2 hours from home for him. He decided to rent a car. and drive home the rest of the way rather than take the airport shuttle. He asked another passenger that he didn't know if they wanted to split it with him, the rental car. We're going the same. You know, everybody.
Yeah, of course.
People start talking. Because all of a sudden now you go into survival mode.
For sure. Because it's expensive.
You've gone from, hey, we're going home, no big deal, to, holy crap, where are we going to be stranded?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you start looking for resources. He asked another passenger he didn't know if they wanted to split the rental car. We all thought that was crazy. That could have been a disaster. Turns out they became buddies. Good feeling story of the day. I got a similar story. Uber driver took a guy to the hospital. They're still friends.
Love it.
Would you ever, 702-364-9898, would you ever take a 2-hour road trip with somebody that you did not know? Caller number 25 right now. We'll get you tickets to Snow Jam. Call us now. It's the first pick.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who you got for the first pick?
Our boy Jason and Cadence.
Oh, you know what? Always good advice from Jason. We know it's going to be solid from Jason. They got stranded. Flights got diverted, yada, yada, yada. To get home, he rented a car and offered up, hey, anybody want to split the cost and go? This happened to me. A couple of years ago, we got snowed in Seattle. Coming back from Thanksgiving, we had just been up there. I had Las Vegas Bowl, and I had to get back. And our plane, first of all, they couldn't get it de-iced. Then they couldn't get the runway clear. Then they had to de-ice it again. Then the crew timed out. Meanwhile, my elbow went viral because this crazy chick goes, I work for the airlines. Let me go talk to the pilots. She goes up, starts banging on the cockpit.
Oh, my God.
We're still sitting on the ground, thank God. But then the cops got to come and haul her off. So the whole thing's a mess. They finally go the best we can do. They get everybody off the plane. The only other plane, because we were flying out of small airport, the only other plane to go out that was even coming remotely towards this direction was going into Palm Springs. I said, we'll take it. And we flew to Palm Springs, rented a car, got home at like 3 a.m, and I got up and did Las Vegas Bowl stuff the next day.
Wild.
And I did offer, there was somebody else that was stranded. They go, you're going to Las Vegas? And I went, yeah, I'm flying to Palm Springs. They go, we'll fly to Palm Springs. They go, we're going to rent a car. But they had like 4 people. And we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because it was me, my wife, and my mother-in-law, and all of our crap.
Yeah.
So I just said, I don't think we have enough room.
But so you're a go.
They ended up doing the same thing. Jason, would you take a lengthy road trip with somebody that you didn't even know?
I am not going to do that, sir. Cannot. Nope.
Period.
Because people are crazy. I can't. it's doing too much. I mean, if we was like maybe if they went to my church, if there was a little bit of warm market there, but if it's like cold, I just met you up the street, I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
Michaela, you're out.
100%. I'm 5'2". I'm brave, but hell no. I've seen all those crazy documentaries and datelines. I'm not getting in anyone's car. No way. Also, that scream was incredible.
Here was my thought. But okay, but they don't. Unless they're packing a weapon already, which they're not going to get through TSA, their only shot is to try and choke me out, and I think I could take them.
Yeah, but I'm not taking the risk.
And you know what? You are a brave person, but I agree with Michaela. I don't want to be on Dateline, Inside Edition, and you know, them shows.
Well, now, hang on. I like being on TV. Don't get it twisted.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of Morgan Wallen tickets, we will have those at 8 o'clock this morning with Relationship Rehab. Just in case, because we played Morgan Wallen and the phones lit up like crazy. Like, wait, are we supposed to call? No. No. Not yet.
Not yet, babe.
Maybe a little bit, because we got good feeling stories of the day to do first.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
If you were interested in Demi Lovato tickets, you might be able to work something out with those.
Yeah.
In a minute for Michaela's hometown throwdown. But again, good feeling stories first. Man, I'm going to start here. A McDonald's near Tampa threw a big retirement party for a longtime employee. 56-year-old Rich Wilbur has Down syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Worked at the St. Petersburg McDonald's, or one of the St. Petersburg McDonald's, for 34 years. Check this out. His manager, who helped throw the party, wasn't even born when Rich showed up for his first shift. The manager's 32. Rich has worked there for 34 years.
That's amazing.
So good. So very, very good.
Oh, that's so cute.
Guy in Maryland, you know, what do I hate? Which stories do I hate? Old people turning 100 and...
The lottery.
Yeah, and the lottery.
The lottery.
This is pretty good. Guy in Maryland was mowing his neighbor's lawn for him, doing a good deed, right?
Yeah.
And you know how... Remember that... What was that book a few years ago, like a decade ago, The Present? Was it The Present, The Secret? You know, just
The Secret.
About how you get the greatest gifts are like when you're doing stupid stuff like mowing the lawn.
Uh-huh.
And when you're totally locked in.
Yeah.
Well, this was that. Dude was mowing his neighbor's lawn, so he's doing a good deed. Set of random numbers popped into his head. 13605. Just kept popping up. 1-3-6-0-5.
Oh,
13605. 13605. 13605.
That was good.
We could do a contest in a little bit and say what were the numbers and you'd remember.
Uh-huh. Michaela's hometown throwdown.
1-3-6-0. Dude, do it. What were the numbers? 13605. And that's the question. So here's a freebie for the Friday morning Michaela's hometown throwdown. Michaela's gonna ask this question exactly like this. What were the numbers? 13605. You're welcome, America.
Done.
This dude couldn't stop thinking about him. You know what happens next. His wife told him to get down to the store and buy a lottery ticket. So he did. And they hit it for 150 grand.
That's unbelievable.
They're paying off their debt. They're going on a big road trip, and he's buying his wife a really, really good Christmas present.
God bless him. 13605.
Yeah, 13605.
I love you saying really good Christmas
That's
present.
That's what it said. That's what it said here.
Yeah.
I just report them.
Just reading.
Yeah, I just report them.
Yeah, no
just
gift card this year. Just words, step it up.
Words on a page. That's all. 7 years ago, college senior Joey Romano was skateboarding. He goes to UT at Austin. He broke his, that's University of Texas, by the way, broke his wrist while he was skateboarding. Called an Uber instead of an ambulance because he was worried about insurance. So this guy named Benny came and took Joey to urgent care, then to the emergency room, and didn't charge him. Canceled the ride and just took him on his own.
So sweet.
Then when Benny realized that Joey had no family nearby, he stayed with him from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock at night, missing his other job. He called off on his other job because he said, it wasn't even a question for me. I was staying with Joey. He needed somebody to be by his side. Joey is now 29 years old. And he said that in the middle of it, it was a pretty dark period for him. His brother Johnny had passed away from leukemia a few years earlier, and he was having a hard time. And then he broke his wrist. He didn't have anybody around. That one act of kindness, talking about Benny now, that one act of kindness helped me see good in the world again.
I'm gone.
Joey and Benny are still friends. They actually hang out from time to time. Benny has since, moved up from driving Uber. He's about to get his own insurance agency. And Joey got his degree and develops renewable energy projects. And they're both doing great.
Amazing.
If I saw this story where I think I saw this story, I've seen this in a couple of places. I believe the two of them are going to do their own foundation.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. Because. Yeah.
It's beautiful, man.
Hang on a second. I have to go hug Adrian. Hang on.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling stories. Wow, that's loud. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:02 on Friday, the 11th day, or I'm sorry, the 7th day of the 11th month, not the 11th day of the 7th month. That would be weird. No, today is Friday, November 7th. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. How's everybody? You good? Everybody all right?
Yeah, we made it to Friday.
Dude, I need this weekend, so I'm happy it's here. Let's go.
What do you, you need it just for mental,
last weekend, I got like health. No sleep. So I was like, we need to recover this weekend. Let's get it.
Kind of feel the same way. And I'm not sure, I'm not exactly sure why, but hey.
Listen, that time change messed everybody up.
You know I'm not doing that.
Well, I am. Messed me up. I'm exhausted. Dark every day.
Speaking of messed up, Chet, you got me messed up. You got me yelled at yesterday.
Why?
By the mother of my kid.
Good.
So because I was getting yelled at by her, now I gotta yell at you.
Get your game straight.
You know what my son's doing lately, walking around? You know what he's saying, what phrase he's saying? He's walking around to everybody, Michaela. He's going, shut up, Demi. Shut up, Demi.
Oh my God.
Shut up, Demi.
Shut up, Demi.
Oh, my God, Sire.
Well, you know what?
On his way to school, and now I know what he's going to say. Shut up, Demi.
I was educated by Sanford and Son. It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm that old. It's good enough for me. It's
oh my God,
good enough
Sire.
For your kid, too. No, you could. There's a time and a place, Sire.
Sire, you can't say that anymore, babe.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. And you got to save it for the right moment.
Yeah. Don't say it to mom in the car right
now.
No, don't do that. School, you can't bro. Do it to mommy.
No, it's not funny. Mm-mm. It's not.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
Sire, look at me.
It's
not funny.
I did laugh.
What?
Nothing. Said it was funny. A little bit.
It's not. But we love you.
Mm-hmm.
This is wild to me. It's crazy. Number one side dish for Thanksgiving is?
Sweet potatoes?
No.
Number one side dish.
Side dish, sweet potatoes, 3.
Bread rolls?
Number one side dish, huh?
Bread rolls?
Oh, no, that makes sense. Not on the list, not on the board.
Oh, disrespectful.
I would have said why you love you. Well, hey, if it's Hawaiian sweet rolls, get out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my way.
I feel like it proves my point. It may be a separate category. They won't even consider it the side because it needs to be there.
Slab of butter and just shove them down my neck.
Two, oh, yeah.
Two at a time.
casserole.
No, I would believe mashed potatoes would be number one, and I was shocked to find out not. Stuffing, second year in a row, stuffing.
Oh, yeah,
number two.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who decides
it.
These things. Oh, Campbell's, the soup people. So
they're legit.
they are legit. And honestly, I figured that they would push green bean casserole up the chain just because, you know, you need the cream of mushroom soup to make the green bean casserole. But no, they were they put it in fifth.
I love that Campbell's has like a research survey
department.
It's important.
Listen, they know how to make money.
That's big business.
They're like, when you Google, you're going to know what company to ask.
Do we overcompensate with stuffing, though, because it's Thanksgiving, so we feel like we have to go all out since we don't necessarily eat it all throughout the year?
Oh, we do. We do man stovetop.
Okay.
You want to get my attention? Stovetop, chicken flavored. Done.
Okay.
I would. In fact, there was a time in my, like in my 20s, that's what I would eat.
That was the go-to.
I would make a box of stuffing and eat it straight out of the pot. That's how much I love.
You see that, Michaela's meal prepping. I like that.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. I didn't know that 20. Stuffing was such a hot commod, and now I have more respect for it.
Commod.
So, I get it now. Mike, I like stuffing.
Stuffing number one, mashed potatoes number two, according to the Campbell's people. The annual Thanksgiving poll on America's favorite sides. Stuffing number one, mashed potatoes number two, sweet potatoes number three, mac and cheese four, and green bean casserole number five. Do you like green bean casseroles? There's two types of people. You either love it or hate it. Do you like green bean casserole?
Not into it.
Adrian.
Not a fan.
Man, I'll eat all of yours too. Do you guys have anything weird? I would imagine, because you have Italian Thanksgiving, do you have weird stuff?
We have all of it. We've got like the turkey and the pasta. I'll tell you what though. We draw straws for who has to cook what. A couple of years ago, I got the turkey, and honestly, that was the worst decision.
That's a lot of trust in your family.
Yeah, I know.
Because the rest of us, I'll tell you, if we did that in my family, people would be hoping for either me or Amy to do the turkey because I fry mine and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But Amy, obviously, is my wife.
Yes.
And she's for those of you who don't know, she was a executive pastry chef on the Strip for 14 years, but she's also classically trained.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So, no, she's really good.
Yeah, very different than my training, which is
grandma.
The pasta I can, but a whole turkey. So I called this girl that I knew that knew how to make really good turkeys, and I paid her to make it. And I walked into my family's head held high, and I said, I made this. And I never told them the truth.
It's better than what I thought you were going to say, which is I looked it up on TikTok.
No, TikTok didn't even exist yet. That's how long ago it was when I did that.
That was a relationship at the early days of relationship, or at some point, maybe even before relationship rehab, but just somebody, they wanted to break up. They wanted to break up because they found out that he catered Thanksgiving and tried to play it off as his own. and his mother-in-law was like, you've got to marry this guy right now because look what he did.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I know he's an effing liar.
But it was smart. The meal was good. Listen, it's better than him trying to make it or me trying to make it. And it's disgusting. Everyone leaves with salmonella. They should be thanking me and this guy.
I'm going to include that today because I've got kind of a grab bag for relationship rehab. Is that breakupable if you find out that they catered Thanksgiving but tried to pass it off as their own? We'll get into that. We got a lot of stuff to do. Man, all of a sudden, this became, I got to be honest, we were talking about coasting today. No, we weren't. But it's Friday, and it's just kind of understood.
Yeah.
And now,
every time you bring up food... Every time. The past couple of weeks, food has like opened up the show. It's hilarious.
It's the holidays.
I guess so.
Has it sent us down a path?
Yeah, we've talked about eggs, stuffing, ketchup, a whole bunch of stuff.
I never noticed it. That's funny.
It's true.
They're the ones, the show that talks about food. Is it, you know what? I wonder if it's because I've been trying to be strict. And I wonder if subliminally, subconsciously,
yes, your
we start
body
talking
wants to
about
get it out.
Food, and I'm like, hell yeah!
I know, because you did. You were like, I love stuffing. I'd eat it up. That green bean casserole, I'd eat that up. I'd take it down. Those are Hawaiian rolls. Yeah. Give me them right now. This
Give
is tracking
two at
now.
A time.
Yeah, no, you've been eating well.
I play Chubby Bunny with the Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, no, our guy's hungry.
Yeah.
It makes sense now. But good for you for eating right.
Some no carbs. And by the way, what was all of it? Carbs.
Yeah.
Not eating any carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 702-364-9898. That's really funny. And what a great observation. 702-364-9898. Demi Lovato, the It's Not That Deep tour at MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, May 8th. Here's the problem for you. Josh Salinas, he's another one of those sneaky good champions. And he's got a whole army behind him. His whole staff is in his office ready to play Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Woo!
very sweet. Got a DM yesterday because we had talked about it in the promo about this game.
Yeah.
How do we sign up for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Oh, my God, Angels.
Yeah. There's no sign up.
Just call.
Just you calling right now, 702-364-9898. If you're calling number 25, you get to play. Sorry, I was trying to find the DM. What's her name? You get to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Well, it obviously wasn't in Instagram like I thought it was. But anyway, you, lady who sent the DM, call now.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and your champion is back looking for win number three today. Woo! Got a whole army behind him. Oh, no, he may be in the car. May not be to the office yet.
No, but I got a different kind of army with me. I got my two kids. I got Jordan and Selena in the
look
back.
Look out now.
Let's go, Jordan and Selena.
The coach, Josh Salinas, are you
awesome.
Are you in the midst of a football season right now?
We're just finishing up our season. I coach high school and 13U league. So,
damn.
Our 13U is wrapping up. This is our last weekend. We get to play at Allegiant on Sunday.
No way.
Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Well, good luck with all of that. Good luck with this first. And who's your challenger today?
We've got Mercy Lucero from the West Side.
Mercy. I love that. And everybody's always got something to say about your first name, don't they?
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, they always do. They always do. Well, here's how this works. Make sure that you buzz in nice and loud with your name if you think you know the answer. But do not blurt out your answer until we call upon you, because you may think you got in first, but you do not. And it's really funny, even though we say that right up front, we'll still get people that go, I got in first. And no, you did not.
No, you did not.
But yeah, but it's okay. First one to three wins the game. And our quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner, Josh?
Because she's a goat and her last name is Gordon.
The goat, hey! Gordon. Goat sucking up's not going to help
no,
you. In
it
this.
Might. No, it,
well,
might.
It might help it a little. Might. It'll help some. There'll be more football questions now about it. Yeah, good. The one, the only, the star of the cover of Q Vegas magazine.
Hey.
Available valley-wide right now for free even. She is Michaela Gordon.
Thanks, dude. This actress is claiming she lost $161 million in income due to the so-called smear campaign over the movie It Ends With Us. What is this actress's name?
Mercy.
Mercy to try and strike first.
Blake Lively?
Is it Blake Lively? Is it all of them? She lost how much?
She's claiming $161 million.
Oh, wow. Hey, whoever's got their radio turned up, turn it down because it's going to screw everybody up. Mercy starts out first. One zip.
How many days until toy drive?
Oh, jeez.
Josh.
Say it.
Shoot, 40.
No, not
40.
No.
Crap.
No, not 40. Mercy, do you have an answer?
I'm not sure.
Shut up, dummy.
You're all in trouble. You're all in big trouble. 27 days until toy drop. 27.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday was 4 weeks until Thanksgiving. And we're 3 weeks till Thanksgiving. And we're 4 weeks till toy drop. Yikes. Still one zip challenger.
This singer is making a comeback with her new song in over a decade. She once played Lizzie McGuire on Disney.
Josh. Hillary Duff.
Is it Hillary Duff? Tied at one. One's across the board because I got one as well.
This pop star, who is now dating Justin Trudeau, is taking on heartbreak in her new song, Band-Aids.
Mercy.
Is it Katy Perry?
Is that Katy Perry? Yeah. And Mercy, just a word to the wise. You may want to buzz in slightly louder. I'm being rather calm about all this. Two for the challenger, one for the champion.
This singer has a new special on Netflix. From how he wrote songs like Shape of You and more, you can watch this doc.
Josh.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
That's right. Yep.
Josh, two. Mercy, two. I've got one. Are you going to ask the question?
Yeah, I have a few more ahead of it, but I can ask it. What were the numbers from the Good Feeling Stories?
That was all. Just, what were the numbers?
You ask it.
Mercy, for the win.
13605. 136.
You had it.
I had it on the hip.
You had it.
13605.
New champion winner.
Let's go.
New champion.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's all right. Josh has got a big game at Allegiant this weekend. He's got a coach. He's got high school kids. He's got a coach. Do you guys have a game tonight too, Josh?
No, we've been out of the playoffs.
Oh, I mean, damn. I didn't know it was playoffs already. All right.
So well, just kick it with your kids. Have the best weekend.
Yeah,
have fun at Allegiant. Have you had the opportunity before?
No, this is our first time. So
great. Enjoy every second of that. We've enjoyed having you, man. Our buddy, it's not the last we'll hear of him. Not the last we'll hear of him. Josh Salinas from Galleria. Thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Luck, brother.
All right, you too.
All right, bye. Our brand new champion, Mercy Lucerio from the West Side. Demi Lovato tickets for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome so much. Yeah. Have an amazing weekend, and then we'll see you back. Okay, Monday? Yes or no? We might be here Monday. We're not sure.
We might hear from you on Wednesday.
It might not be until Wednesday. On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
We were just talking about whether we need to be here on Monday or not, because a lot of people are getting Tuesday off for Veterans Day.
Yeah.
It's a national holiday and a federal holiday and all that kind of stuff. Now, being in Vegas, we also understand a lot of people, holidays are meaningless.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. But we may try and weasel out of a Monday. Just very interesting. Nearly one in four employees have not taken a single vacation day in the last year.
I believe it.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Sad.
The majority of them do have access to PTO, paid time off. Here are the three reasons why. 43% of workers felt that they have too much work. I got a buddy like that, and he can't get his way out of it. He thinks he's got too much work to justify taking a vacation. You know why? Because he's one of those, and I love this about him, but at the same time, I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
He's one of those that believes he can work his way out of anything, and he will outwork you.
Yeah.
I also sometimes I wonder if he's doing, if it's just like, bro, activity doesn't equal. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, just because you're churning out all this stuff, I don't know if it's benefiting you or anybody else.
Yeah.
And he was the guy, this is happening to him twice, that he was the guy. First time he worked, we're at a place 17 years. Came in on a Friday, they said, we're cutting you loose. Because he was making too much. You know, like he had moved up, but he hadn't moved up.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, but he was making too much, and they cut. And then he went to another job, kind of the same deal. They were like, oh man, we really need a guy like you. And then five years later, we can't afford you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I didn't ask you to, you know.
Yeah.
You offered, I took.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And now he's got himself in a different job. He's got himself in a different industry. And he's that dude that gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday because he can't sleep because he's thinking about work.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then and bangs away at it.
That's tough. I feel like a lot of people also, we kind of talked about it earlier this morning, have multiple jobs. Yep. And so even if you get time off from one, like when I get time off from here, I don't get time off from my singing right. residency. So it right. never balances out. But whatever your jobs are, like, you, these parents can't take the time when they have days off from school, the kids, they can't go on vacation. They got to hang out with their kids. I mean, I didn't mean it like that, but you know what I'm saying? Hang out with your kids.
Yeah, we're sickos. We get time off, so we're like, ooh, more time to focus on our other job.
On the other thing.
And I don't know why this correlates in my mind, but it does. I remember working retail in college, and when I found out, because I used to like be very upset when people would steal from the store, because I used to work at Foot Locker.
Sure.
And when I found out, like, oh no, the manager's like, hey, buddy, you don't have to chase nobody. All this stuff is insured. From that moment, it just like clicked to me. Yeah. That just makes me feel like everything's going to be okay if I'm there or if I'm not. Got to protect yourself sometimes.
I wouldn't
sometimes.
Say that out loud while the bosses are listening. I'm just saying, that's not something.
What do you mean? What? What'd I say? What'd I do?
I'm competitive. So I'm super competitive. So I can't, it's hard for me to turn that off. And I also try to remember all these things I'm doing is because I want to do them. Nobody's holding a gun to my head. You know, it's good. So workload, the number one reason why people don't take vacation. Team culture, which is very similar. 29% of workers felt guilty or pressured to appear committed at their job, so it looks like you're grinding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 25% of workers say their manager would likely respond in a discouraging manner if they asked to take time off. And more than 33% of people said they don't think they have enough PTO to take a proper vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Where you've got enough time to catch up on the stuff around the house.
Yeah, but not to go like on a normal airplane.
A week overnight. Vacation.
Take the family and go to Disneyland or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if you could honestly take it if you can get it. No, I guarantee nobody on their deathbed, and we've all heard this 100 times, I guarantee nobody on their deathbed said, geez, I wish I'd have worked more.
For sure.
I guarantee that. It's important, but, you know.
Everything's going to be okay.
Take a little time. Just so you take a little time for yourself. Why don't we take a little time for this?
Wake up.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Funny, I knew Adrian wouldn't do it. I didn't even look.
Listen, I want to. I always will sing for you. I just got a lot going on this morning.
Yeah. Oh, is this about your jumper? Is this what's going on? See, here's what's funny. She goes, I got a lot going on this morning. I'm like, and immediately I'm concerned. You know. Immediately I'm concerned. Can I pull back the curtain just a touch?
Yeah, fine.
It could be anything with you.
Oh, anything. Certainly. But never anything too dramatic.
At 7:45 in the morning, she could be neck deep in her phone. You know what I mean? Like, if she could put her head inside of her phone.
Yeah.
And it could be like, is everything okay? Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, just this phone starts blowing up at 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone I've ever met.
Yeah. No,
blow
and
me
I
up.
Appreciate it. And I just try to read the room as best I can.
Yeah. Well, know Fridays I mean? Are tough because it's payday and I got to pay 100,000 people.
Yeah.
So I'm like. What?
Oh yeah, it's that and Fridays for you. It's go time.
It's go time, baby.
It's showtime.
That's right.
It's go time and it's showtime.
F1 coming up. Oh, holidays.
Oh my God.
Carolers.
All of this. And hey, Michaela, I know I said I'd come in from LA and do a show for you this weekend.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I feel like you couldn't have told me 48 hours ago.
Yeah, babe, you're on stage in 7 hours. Yeah. What do you mean?
I know I said I'd do the dinner show at 5.
Yeah, can't.
But I'm not going to make it. You can find somebody else. No, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all booked.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
All of the. This is not that.
None of which is that.
This is not that.
Exactly.
In fact, one would say it's affecting Michaela's reputation.
Yeah.
What is happening right now? So Michaela's very fired up because we're both wearing a form of denim shirt.
Like a Canadian tuxedo.
Sure.
And I was really excited.
I'm wearing the jeans. Mine's kind of like shiny silver though, so I didn't feel so Canadian tuxedo, but I get where people would see that.
Yeah.
And because I got to be on TV today, so I wore a button down.
Yeah, and you look awesome. And when I walked in, I was like, "We look cool. Look at us, cool guys."
Very rarely am I the eye candy.
Yeah.
But today I'm the eye. Literally, I said, "Okay, what do I need to know to be on TV? What do I have to prepare for?" And they were like, "Nothing. I just need you to sit there next to me." And I'm like, "Well, I can do that
for sure."
Do I have to put on
makeup?
Sure. And never have I been called beautiful before, except by my wife and occasionally by my mother.
Well, here I am. I was excited.
Not often, but occasionally by my mother.
Yeah.
So, Michaela's
so I came in with an outfit on.
A jumper.
And I never come in with jumpers.
Full
I always
jumper.
Come in sweats. And I don't have to be anywhere today. I just was like, oh, this is a cute outfit. Maybe I'll just dress like with a cute outfit, right?
Yeah.
I, first of all, have also embarked on this new journey of like drinking water, 3 Stanleys a day. So this new thing in my life is I always have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
So my first jaunt to the bathroom while I was sitting there naked, because my jumper is off my body. It's freezing cold.
Yeah,
it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, the whole thing's got
to
go off.
Yeah, and any girl that does a jumper knows. You feel like a moron, and you're like, why did I do this to myself?
May I also reset the story quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Michaela is the world's fastest peer. If you know nothing else about Michaela Gordon, know this. Nobody's faster.
Yes.
She goes down. In fact, the first few times when we first started doing a show together, I went, you didn't go.
Yeah.
You didn't go.
Even questioned if I washed my hands.
Because I still question that, but you definitely don't sing happy birthday while you're washing
hands. I sing it fast.
No, you do the same. You do like we all do. You wash your hands, you get out.
Yeah.
It's like this whole overkill, scrubbing the skin off your hands.
Yeah, well, we have quick breaks. I want to run. I want to get back in time.
So she's really, really fast at the peeing.
Yeah.
Now continue.
Now this morning, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I hate this. This is awkward. I'm cold. I go to get up. I realize we've got buttons. Buttons and long nails are a combo that no one should have to endure at 6 a.m. So already I'm like, this isn't going to go well. It's taking me longer than usual. It's fine. I get in because we haven't officially like started yet. I just went now to go to the bathroom and now I can feel the pressure because I know I have to be back in 2 minutes. You guys,
I couldn't
button the buttons to save my stupid life. Then my nails are so long. It's denim. So it's not a stretchy material going over the button. I'm fighting for my life in there. And then I was like, I'm going to miss the segment.
Did you have to ask Mercedes to help you?
I wish anybody was in the bathroom to ask for help. No, nobody was there.
Is that okay for girls to ask?
Yeah, half the time I show up at gigs unzipped and I'm like, hey, one of the cocktail waitresses, I'm like, can you zip me up?
Zip is one thing. Button seems much more intimate. Like,
I would ask Mercedes. If I knew she was not live on air, I would say,
like, but if she walked into the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000. Yes.
She's the only other woman in this building.
100%.
Well, Steph.
Steph.
But still.
Yeah, Gina, anybody. I'd be like, button me up?
She's not here.
But I would love it if she did. I'd be like, okay, thanks, girls, bye.
It doesn't happen. Can you imagine? I would rather light my clothes on fire with me still in them than to go, hey, Adrian, do you think you could help me with this zipper?
Yeah, but that's why girls are special.
That ain't happening. And you're a dad. You're a dad. It would not be your first time.
Yeah, but it sounds weird if you did that. For girls, like, it's very normal for us.
Yeah, girls.
And it wouldn't be unnormal to them. I'm going to get blown up because every woman in the world knows a romper issue.
Of course.
So I'm like, I'm going to miss it.
Or the jumper issue.
So
I learned the difference. Romper, shorts, jumper, all the way to the ankle.
Exactly.
I learned today.
Well, I couldn't button myself up and I was nervous I was going to miss this break. So I just shoved it over my chest and then I ran inside. And then I was like, great, now the rumor is going to be that I just prance around like in a bra just on the morning show. But I literally couldn't button these buttons. The denim was too denim-y. My nails were too long. Needless to say, I wanted a dress for the job I wanted. Because I read that in a magazine a couple of days ago, and I'm going back to sweats immediately. Workout clothes would never do this to me.
But very fashionable. The bra with the jacket. So I suppose bra with jumper would work.
Yeah, I guess.
And then if you ask me to help you with the buttons, then that gets really bad.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
And and Relationship Rehab, brought to you by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story. Call 702-889-5100. Yeah. When you hear her say, "Hey, it's Michaela," and then she goes and talks about it, and you go, "Well, I would do that, Michaela. See that you could have that for your business."
Yes. 702-889-5100
right now. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Kristen Vandeveer.
Very excited. We're doing all of this in reverse order today. I like it.
I'm into it.
It's Friday. What's up, Kristen?
Hey.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on the Morgan Wallen tickets. They look great on you.
Yes, thank you so much.
They look amazing. They're just your size. Would you? So I ran into this a couple of years ago. We're hearing the story now about somebody last Thanksgiving. On the way home from a trip, flight gets diverted, so you got to figure out a different way to get home. Would you get into a car with a stranger? For example, we drove from Palm Springs. We were like, okay, how close can we get to Vegas? And the next closest was Palm Springs. And we rented a car. And by the way, like the second to last car they had on the lot, it was this little tiny, it was like a tiny, what do they call them? A Versa, like a Ford Versa. It was like,
okay.
We were just crammed into this thing and just flying down the road from Palm Springs in this thing. But would you offer somebody else a ride from Palm Springs to Vegas? If they really needed to get home?
Yes, I would.
Would you get into the car with somebody?
No, I would not.
That's really funny.
Mm-hmm, I hear that.
I guess, but yeah,
it is a difference.
There's more danger. There's more danger of them pulling off the road and murdering you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure.
Then there is.
I have control over the vehicle if I'm taking somebody versus if I'm in somebody else's car.
That's true. And you can have like things planted like mace or something. Listen, my initial answer was no, but with this jumpsuit being so difficult to get in and out of, no one's going to hurt me. So I'm fine. I'll wear my jumpsuit and let him in the car.
You're just tuning in. Yeah, it's been a whole thing.
They've been blowing me up, the girls, by
the
way.
Of course. Of course. No, I'll help you.
The best.
No, trust me. Our boss, Gina, that you referenced.
Yeah.
And I said, she's not here. She goes, excuse me, I'm on the way in.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, and she goes, and yes, does Michaela still need help with her jumper?
I know. 10 women were like, hate those jumpers.
So here's the only thing though. You don't have time to plant mace unless you've already got mace on you. And in that case, they didn't let you take it on the plane. So you know what I'm saying? But they also don't have time to plant a murder weapon. You know what I mean? So it's basically it's basically you versus them, mano a mano.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you?
Yep.
Chet?
I did it. Like, because there's a bonding and some guy comes up and he goes, so wait a minute. Are you trying to get to Vegas? Because we were all trying to get to Vegas and they canceled our flight. And everybody was panic stricken, but I was being cool. I was cool and collected. I was on the phone. I was making other arrangements while people were up there yelling at the gate agent of this very small airport, of which there are only like literally 3 employees. And they're, you know what I'm saying? So they're all screaming at these poor people that are not handled nor equipped to take care of this.
Exactly.
They can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So I called Alaska and said, how many seats are on this Palm Springs flight that leaves in an hour? And they were like, oh, we can get you on. We can get there's plenty. And so I said, great. We'll fly to Palm Springs. I called the rental car company. Do you have a car? Yes. Done.
Done.
Somebody next to me goes, wait a minute. Did you just? And I said, yes, I did. And I was like, you want to come with us? And they go, there's 4 of us. And I went, well, it's from what I know, it's a Ford Versa. And I'm not even sure the 3 of us are going to fit. I think there's only, I don't know how many wheels this car has. So, yeah. And with all of our crap, and it didn't work out. Do you, Kristen, feel pressured to act happier than you really are this time of the year? 70% say yes, they do. Do you feel like you got to put on a face?
Yeah, just to be excited for the holidays and everything.
Michaela.
I was going to say no. Usually I don't. We're in an interesting situation. It's the first year without my stepmom and my dad's wife. So I feel like I've been extra like amping things up, extra lights, extra trees for my dad. So for the first time, yeah, I think I'm going to be like going a little harder with happiness for sure.
Adrian, we didn't even ask you. A, are you getting in a car with somebody if you're stranded?
Dire straits, yes.
Yeah. Would you offer it to somebody else?
No. It's just not going to work out. It won't fit. I'm a bigger guy.
There is some trauma bonding that goes on. It's funny that because I would have never believed, but I was like, yeah, well, honey, my wife's digging her fingernails into my arm.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? Shut the, we're not taking. And I was like, but they need help.
Yeah.
And then I realized how stupid that is, that it'd murder all of us. Do you feel like you've got to put on a brave face for the holidays?
No, I feel like I'm genuinely excited, especially with Sire. So
yes.
Okay. And last question, Kristen.
Yes.
When is holiday breakup day? Because there is a cutoff date. Because if you don't break up with them, then you're stuck. Because if you do break up with them, it's like, they broke up with me and it was the holidays. And you look like the jerk. You look like the complete jerk. I would contend that date is next weekend.
I would contend earlier.
Before Thanksgiving.
You think it's now?
I think if you have no intention of being together through the holidays, you got to do it before Halloween. Because if you couple costume, you're in it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
If you didn't couple costume, can you still get out?
Yes.
Is there a window right now, like a small baby window between now and next weekend?
Yes. If you did not, couples costume.
But if you got, you're right.
Right.
If you couples costume, couples costume.
Yeah.
How can you break up with me?
Exactly.
You heartless.
Yeah. Look at our photos. What am I supposed to do? I just posted them on Instagram. I can't take them down now. Everyone thought we were so cute.
I'll never look at chips and salsa the same way.
Exactly.
Again. We were cost.
Ren and Stimpy no more.
This a-hole.
Yeah.
We were Stimpy.
I know. Like I don't
Ren
even know.
Stimpy.
You guys, I don't I know, even know why. I don't even know what that reference was as I was saying it. I was like,
no, it
what are you talking
just,
about?
Yeah, no, you're, no. It,
no one
yeah,
was Ren
works.
And Stimpy for a couple costumes.
They
with
absolutely
no,
were.
No, they were.
They sure
yes,
were. Not
psycho.
Not since 1997, but no, but yeah, but they were. I don't even know when Ren and Stimpy were.
No, that was yeah,
early
the
2000s.
That was the vibe.
Early 2000s, maybe.
Wow. All right, well, if you were running Stimpy, you got to break up.
Kristen, what's the window?
Yes. I would say, like, the beginning of October.
No way!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you already had plans to dress up as a couple costume, then right after, like, the first week of November.
Okay, so if you didn't couples costume, you basically have this weekend. Like, if you're going to break up, you need to break up. You need to get on it.
Yes.
Otherwise, okay, then. Okay, now here we go. Then it's my contention that you also have, you have a 1 week period in the middle. You have Martin Luther King week that you can break up and you can get out. You can get out without being, oh, it was right after the holidays. But it's also, it's just far enough in front that it was just right before Valentine's. Otherwise, you got to wait until President's Day.
But
I believe that in my heart.
Okay, check this. What if you went in single, then you got a kiss on New Year's Eve, and the kiss was great. Now you're going into the new year. Maybe you're in a relationship.
No, all bets are off. It's new.
Okay.
All bets are off. If you're asking me, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And Chet, to be more specific, the cutoff date is today, which is a week after Halloween.
I'd give you the weekend.
Because you want to see your girl in her Halloween costume, see what she's working with, say your goodbyes.
Why did you just go street?
Yes, come on, Big Daddy.
You
got
to see your girl.
Got
to see what she working with.
Ren and Stimpy.
All of a sudden, Gary Owen showed up on stage.
Gary Owen. I'm not white. I am not white.
Well, that's true. That's true as well.
Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Once again, Relationship Rehab brought to you by Odyssey. Helping local business tell your story. 702-889-5100. Some examples coming up in just moments. Michaela, would you call the holiday stressful or not stressful?
Stressful.
Really?
Yeah.
It's different for me. You know what I mean? Because my stress comes with Toy Drive, which is 27 days out. And there's, trust and believe, there's a reason why I am also quite aware that 39 days from now, Toy Drive, and that's it. And it's funny how it's become the end of Toy Drive, too. Like, it ends quickly for me.
Yeah.
I go home. Used to be, it would destroy me. Like, I would fall asleep on the floor.
Oh, I bet.
And sleep for 10 hours. And literally wake up on the floor. Do you have any pictures that my wife has of me passed out on the bedroom floor with our golden retriever?
Aww.
And me, like, I didn't even make it to the shower yet, and Jake and I on the floor, because he would come over, he's like, oh, daddy, because he would come and stay sometimes at Toy Drive, but it just being home's different,
of course.
And so but now I take a shower and it's like, all right, let's go. I'm good.
I love that. I feel like my first experience with you in Toy Drive was incredible and it was so much fun. And then the stress started after that, because then I had to go to my entire family. Yeah. And then that kicks it up with my family. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, but wait until you have the heated socks. It'll change your world.
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Adrian, holiday stressful? No stressful.
I'd say stressful.
Only 23% say relaxing. They're relaxing for me. Even though I got stuff, but it's all stuff I love. If you're just trying to get to January, you're not alone. Only 1 in 5 say that they are sad when the holidays are over.
Yeah, I understand that.
Huh.
Surprise, it's only one.
And too many people believe they try and cram too much in.
Yeah, every year. Yeah. Listen, I have a girlfriend that literally, and I thought it was so weird, but I get it now. She keeps that Christmas tree up all year long. She says she's out of town a lot of the time in December because she's a singer. And so by the time she gets home, she's like, I didn't even get to enjoy the tree, the holidays. So she keeps it up all year long.
What's the line? I'm working late.
Because I'm a singer.
We do it every single time.
Exactly.
Michaela and I sing that to each other because she's a singer.
Yeah.
And yeah, there you go. Maybe the worst criminals of all time. Oh, my God. Did you hear the story about the Louvre?
Or the password?
No.
Do you want to tell her? You tell her.
No, you go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. Somebody tell me.
No, you know the Louvre, how they tried to break into the Louvre and they caught the guys, and they're like, well, apparently the stupidity goes around because these were really bad criminals, right? But apparently the Louvre security was really bad. The security password for the Louvre.
Not the Louvre.
Was Louvre.
No! Why? Why would you do that?
The security password for the Louvre.
You've got to be kidding me.
Was Louvre.
Chet.
When you think about how you grind.
Chet, that'd be the first thing I'd put in to try to check the password. Out.
I wouldn't put it in because I think that's the dumbest thing. Who would be that stupid? Apparently they would.
Oh my God. Wait, I literally am hearing this for the first time live right now. And that is so stupid. Yeah. Why would you do
so
that?
When you're doing comparing in your life, just remember, man, the world's most
when your company,
oh my God,
the greatest museum in the world,
when your company is coming back at you going, it's got to be a 17 letter password with 3 special characters and 4 numbers. Nothing can match.
Yeah. And then you got to say, I swear I'm not a robot. And go through that shindig.
And these a-holes.
Louvre is
Louvre.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Let's see. Do I have the right music for the... Oh, well. A little subtext to this music.
Oh, Chet, you know I love this.
Just a little subtext to this music. Just a little... Well, because I want to play You Thought It Was Dumb, when you found out that that whole thing was the gang that couldn't shoot straight. It's like the dumbest criminals of all time with that Louvre heist.
Oh, my God.
You know who's the smartest ones out of the whole thing?
Who?
Because the Louvre guys, also, they haven't found the jewels yet. And it was $100 million worth of jewels. There's still one guy missing, and he apparently has the jewels.
Oh, God.
The other six of them got caught. They found out that the password to the security system for the Louvre was Louvre.
I can't.
And as you may recall, they left behind a hat and a glove, I believe, which is how they got caught, you know, because there was DNA all over the place. And they left handprints on the cherry picker that they used to escape. You know who's been the smart ones out of all of this?
Whom?
The cherry picker company. If you need to, what did the ad say? If you need to get somewhere fast, or if you need to do it quickly.
Uh-huh.
And they. Yeah, so
they did it.
Because it's all over. They just rented a cherry picker.
Yeah.
There you go.
Genius.
Man, I was going to tell you stories that are dumber than that. I don't think they qualify.
I'm going to be thinking Louvre for Louvre all weekend long. Like, I'm not going to get... They might as well have made it their birthday. Like, I'm not going to get over this.
Michaela pointed out that if they don't have t-shirts in the gift shop at the Louvre that say Louvre is Louvre...
Let Louvre win. Louvre wins.
Yeah. Louvre always wins. And if they...
I Louvre you.
And if...
Goodbye. I'm done.
Too much.
I know.
No.
Took it too far, per usual.
Now they have to add one in that says the password is Louvre. Wi-Fi password. That should be it. The Wi-Fi password should be
hilarious.
Louvre. Probably already is. Probably already was. Wouldn't it be dumb if the Wi-Fi password was more difficult than the security password?
It probably is, dude.
So I was going to tell you about five guys who got together, intricately planned out a robbery at a U.S. bank, but it was one of those U.S. banks that's cashless. So they got in and there was nothing to steal.
Oh my God.
There's a guy in Fullerton, California, in Orange County that tried to use a Monopoly get out of jail free card when he got pulled over for speeding.
My God.
Cops said they thought it was funny. They gave it back to him.
I would laugh.
Along with a ticket.
God, is everyone okay? Did he give him a ticket?
If they left, that should have been a warning.
Yeah.
Nah, man. And then the guy in Lake Crystal, or I believe, is that not Crystal Lake? Anyway, a guy in Minnesota facing disorderly conduct charges. He's 66 years old. I think that's important to the story because the word that comes to my mind is saggy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
66-year-old guy in Minnesota. Got misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges following witness accounts. That means somebody saw him of him, outside. And here's the quote, chainsawing while butt ass naked.
Not quote, butt ass naked.
A sheriff's deputy observed the nude suspect appear from beside a shed and informed him, "You cannot be naked outside with children around and people driving by." The charges stem from an October incident when a child riding the school bus. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
A child riding the school bus saw, his name's Paul Severson, naked outside his residence. Neighbors reported this was not an isolated occurrence. Multiple witnesses describing Severson, quote, doing yard work while nude on various occasions in Minnesota, even.
Yeah.
What's the only thing worse than the guy that wears the shorts all winter long? The guy who chainsaws naked.
Yeah.
Which also then sparked a conversation. It's not illegal everywhere. Oregon, you're allowed.
No, to chainsaw naked? That'd be dangerous.
As long as you have a fence. As long as you have a fence, people don't have to look, is how they feel.
Yeah, but watch where you put that chainsaw. That could get a little risky.
In Nevada, yeah, well, that's obvious. That's any and or all appendages.
Yeah.
Which also brings me back to saggy. Apparently in Nevada, you are in fact allowed to do nude activities in the backyard as long as you cannot be seen from the street. Uh-huh. The way I understand it.
Okay. Well, if they didn't know, now they know. And well, a lot of people are naked in their backyards this weekend.
I have no reason to dig any deeper into this because I can't see into my neighbor's backyard. And if you can see into my backyard and you see something you shouldn't, that's on you.
Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
How about getting this letter in the mail, Michaela? And it would come in the mail. It would go old school. You'd get in the mail.
Sure.
A large healthcare system in Maine is having now to apologize after sending letters to 531 different patients in hospitals and healthcare clinics, letting them know that they're dead.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, they were really nice about it too. They expressed their condolences. Sorry you died.
Stop.
And included information on how their next of kin could resolve their estates.
I'm sorry. So the hospital sent 531 people a letter.
Yeah.
That said, I'm sorry to inform you, you're dead.
You're dead. Yeah, you're dead. And here's how your next of kin can get your estate.
I have no words.
Which would be even weirder because then you could call up and you could go Auntie Barb or whoever. You know what I mean? You'd be like, sorry to tell you, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I have a letter here. That says it. There you go.
A nonprofit
called Maine Health, and a spokesperson says that there was an error in the computer system. You think?
Yeah. Hi.
You suppose?
I leave that.
Don't blame AI. Don't do it. They said that they sincerely regret the goof, and they want to assure everyone that the patients were never listed as deceased in their medical records. That it was just a clerical error or whatever. But geez, it's kind of huge.
Kind of. Said you're dead.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Michaela, it's the more you know before we go, because Friday we got to go head for a weekend. Know what I'm saying?
Let's do it, baby.
Thank goodness. The term cyberspace has been around since 1982, which seems early.
Yeah, it does.
Some writer named William Gibson featured it in his 1984 sci-fi novel called Neuromancer. He later said cyberspace sounded like it meant something, or it might mean something in the future. But as I stared at it in red Sharpie on a yellow legal pad, my whole delight was that I knew at the time that it meant absolutely nothing.
Awesome.
They just picked it up later and said, yeah, okay, internet, cyberspace.
Yeah.
Great. But great. It really, in its original form, it's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
For the state of Texas, okay, just to give you an idea of what it's like in New York City with so many people in such a small area. My wife and I were talking about that the other night when the election results were on. It was like, man, there's a lot of people crammed in there. in New York.
Yeah.
Like, they were talking about that, like, there's something like 2.4 million people just in Queens.
That's crazy.
You know, the five boroughs have 7.2. It was nuts. So for the state of Texas to have the same population density as New York City, every single person in the world would have to live in Texas.
Holy moly.
And then you'd be jammed in there.
Yeah, like, dude. New York City. Get a slot.
It's nuts. You know what? I'm gonna end it right there. Oh, you know what? No, this one. This is some good news. The company that makes Swiss Army knives is a company called Victorinox. They have been in business since 1884. They have never laid off an employee.
Oh my God!
No AI, no automation, no none of that.
Worth telling. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
They temporarily had to furlough about 50 employees during the pandemic, but when they came back from the pandemic, they gave them back pay.
That's amazing. Yeah, worth talking about.
Yeah, you're right. That's good. I'm glad we did that. That's
businesses take note.
Yeah, no, but no more. We're done now. We're gonna go. Yep. Follow us on social at 985 KLUC on Instagram, 98.5 KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Yeah, well, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio Plus, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Some new episodes will be up this weekend. So on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, you should check it out for the wrestling fan in your life.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll actually be Delilah tonight for the first time in quite a while.
Wow.
I know, dude. I'm excited. And so follow me.
And then what's that place? Doberman?
The Doberman on Sunday. Uh-huh. 6 p.m. It's so cool in the Arts District.
And you know how my brain works. I almost called it Labrador. Only because.
And I would have agreed. I would have been like, totally. Mm-hmm, that place.
No, wait. That's not Chihuahua. It. Hang on a second. Delilah tonight. Doberman. Now I've got myself confused. Doberman.
No, you got it. That's right. Exactly.
Outstanding. Everybody have an amazing weekend. Listen, you got a little time. Call somebody and tell them you love them that you haven't told in a little while, because you never know when you won't get that chance again. And be good to somebody today. Tell them they did a good job. We don't do that enough for each other. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Love you guys.
Bye, sorry.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.